It is time for us to bring in Mike Kazi with that check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
If you hear a whistling in the background, my one of my UPS battery backups is dying. So
there you go.
When it's so far back underneath our console that I can't get it while I'm on the air. So I've been telling people you have to put up with that sound in the background, and also, if it finally dies before I get off the air, depending on what pieces of equipment are plugged into it, I might go off the air. But anyways, we'll leave it at that. Anyway, so, hey, baseball is here. They are playing baseball, Mike.
Yeah, good. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing, you know, and even though it's basically the first instances, it still brings you forward that they're going to allow people in the baseball games.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just, I don't know, it made me feel a lot better when I saw the Yankees trot out on the field. I didn't watch the game, but when they trotted out of the field this past weekend.
That's good. It makes people feel better because this way they realize they can catch a cold and live. It's fine. And seeing people in the seats and watching my nephew play at Miami with people in the seats, it's a good thing. And people need to wake up and realize you can go outside. You're not going to fall down. It's going to be okay. Get out there and do things.
Yeah. Just do what you're meant to do. Now, sad news out of the NFL, and this guy was very good. And one thing, CBS is the company that really formatted the NFL coverage the way it is today. And they had quite a few personalities that were in that group: Brent Musburger, Jimmy the Greek Snyder, and Phyllis George, and Irv Cross. And Irv Cross was always a gentleman, always never out. It just he passed away at the age of 81. Hard to believe that Irv Cross is 81. You know?
Yeah. Hard to believe he's 81.
Yeah, but their NFL coverage was way ahead of everybody else, way, way, way. And I don't know whether it turned out for the good or bad, because now I think networks make more on their pregame shows and postgame shows than they do on the games themselves.
That's what I was just going to say. I guess you could blame these people as well for making it the monster that it is, where the event is more than the game.
Yeah, it's and like I said, there's good and there's bad there. So in golf yesterday, all the players wore red shirts and black pants for Tiger Woods. I know that's going to thrill you to no end, but they all did it yesterday.
Maybe they all should have got a golf club and hit their wife too.
Oh, now!
Can't
now.
Deny the fact.
No,
it was done.
Yeah, it was done. But it happened. Hey, the Knicks won again. They beat. They beat the Pistons. You know what? You're right about these young players. They don't know that they're supposed to be bad. You know, they're on the Knicks. They don't know that they're supposed to be bad like they have been for the past, 25
years? Give them time.
25 or 30 years.
Give them time. the disease, they worry about COVID. The Knicks disease is worse than COVID. It's uncurable. You put on a Knick uniform and sooner or later you become a bum. Yeah, they're fourth.
Yeah.
They're fourth, so they're doing really well. They're for all the winning they're doing, they're only one game over 500. But for the Knicks, that's a major accomplishment.
That's exactly right. That's like being, for anybody else, 10 games over 500. Because they haven't sniffed 500 in, 6 years?
Yeah, but the thing you got to take into consideration as well is they're only a game and a half from, 10th place.
Yeah.
So there's a pretty, after you get past Milwaukee, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spots that are separated by a game and a half. But
they're still
the
playing.
Knicks are on the plus side of that, and as long as they stay on the plus side, they're all right.
And they're above 500. You know, I think what I'd be happy with watching them, if they could finish the season right around 500, that would just be a major, major accomplishment.
But see, that's wrong.
I know.
Because you only played 35 games and you're at 500.
Yeah.
You need to improve further.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't be settled at being 500. You have to be better. I don't know how many games they're playing this year. I really don't know, because as you don't know, I don't really pay attention to basketball, especially pro basketball. But if they're playing, say, 70 games, they're halfway home now.
Yeah.
They should look to go 10 games over 500. They should try for the last 30 games, go 20-10. Not 15-15.
Hmm.
And with the young players that they have coming from a winning program like Kentucky, I'm sure that's the mindset of those kids. So let's see what happens.
All right, on to hockey yesterday. The Islanders shut out the Penguins 2-0.
Like was said last week, I think the Islanders turned the corner. They're starting to play better now. They're beating teams that they should beat. And, you know, let's see how that plays out. Again, I don't know how many games they're playing either because of what's going on. But the Islanders now are 11-6 with four overtime losses. They're only two points behind Washington, playing the same amount of games. So this team was pretty close to last place not too long ago, and now they're one game out of first, and they're playing good hockey. The Islanders haven't lost a game at home yet. There's not many teams, if any teams in hockey, that can say that. I believe they're the only team in the league that hasn't lost a game at home yet. So that's real big. And last year they did play well on the road. They played their entire playoff on the road. So that'll straighten out for them too. And like I said last year, the Islanders are in position to do a lot of damage in the playoffs, and this year is no different. They straighten things out. They're playing well. And for the Islanders right now, it's all systems go.
And the Devils lost to the Capitals.
Yeah, the Devils lost to the Capitals, but we see that's the difference. We expect the Devils to lose because they really don't have much. They have a lot of young kids with the nucleus. The Rangers, have two more games played than the Devils do, and they have 1 point more.
Yeah.
So the saga goes on for the Rangers of mediocrity at best.
Okay, the NHL, they're playing a regular season of 56 games. And the NBA is playing a regular season of 72 games.
I was close with 70.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, you were close. So they're about halfway. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so 72 games. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, because I saw the All-Star game advertised on TBS because I watch Family Guy and American Dad. It's the only thing on TV that makes sense. So I watch that every night, and I saw it advertised. So I kind of figured they had to be near halfway point.
All right. How'd your racing do this weekend?
Not bad. the McDermotta we did not score on, but on the in the eighth race, the Canadian Turf, we had the winner Venezuelan Hug on top, and I think the horse paid like $12. So that was good. And in the Fountain of Youth, we hit the exact. It only paid $12. My top pick drained the clock, ran second, tried to wire the field, but Chug McKay's horse, Greatest Honor, ran him down. Shug's got a real good horse here. In my opinion, I think he's much better than all the other three-year-olds in training at this point, and he's the horse that you have to beat to win the Kentucky Derby. Like I said before, the mare of this horse, Tiffany's Honor, dropped a few Belmont winners, so the pedigree's there. The sires by Tappet, he's put out some real good runners. So the breeding for the distance, the breeding in general is there for this horse. Gulfstream was speed favoring Saturday, and it looked like Drain the Clock was home when it was hitting the quarter pole, and Greatest Honor was way back. This horse just put on a real good move and won going away. So Shug's got another orb here, so I think Greatest of Honor is going to get the job done in the Kentucky Derby. You're going to get the Leftist Coast saying how great their horses are, and as things come out of Left Coast, I hope people believe it, because maybe we'll get 4 or 5 to 1 on Shug's horse, like we did with Orb and win the Derby. So Derby's 2 months away because it's early in May this year. I think it's like May. It's either May 1st or May 2nd. So it's probably 2 months away from today. So it's getting close, and it will be in May, and there will be about 80,000, 90,000 people at Churchill Downs, if not more. So racing world is coming back to life. Keeneland opens in a month. They'll have people at Keeneland. So all systems go with racing. And one more thing with racing. Yesterday, Monomoy Girl made her comeback race after the Breeders' Cup. This horse is a throwback. This horse won 15. If you look at her numbers, she won 15. She won 13 out of 15 races, ran second to two she didn't win. One of the two she didn't win, she actually won and got disqualified at Parks in a race that was in 2018. And I do not think she should have been disqualified in that race. So out of going to post 15 times, this horse crossed the finish line first 14. She runs everywhere. If you look at her past performances, Keeneland, Churchill, Belmont, Saratoga, Parks, Yesterday she ran at Oaklawn. She doesn't take her track with her. All she does is win. In my opinion, in modern times, she's one of the best three fillies I've ever seen. The only two better than her, one, of course, Rachel Alexandra, the other, Beholder. Monomoy Girl is just a super horse, and we got two super horses to watch this year with the sport, one being Monomoy Girl, the other being Maxfield. Enjoy these horses. It doesn't matter what they pay, but to see them beat horses and with the ease they beat them, that's the greatness of this horse. And you know I don't say great often, Monomoy Girl is a great horse.
All right, so you had a pretty good weekend then.
Yeah, we did all right. But yesterday, I made a small pick six at Aqueduct, and then I singled in the first race, and this one jockey was so hell-bent on beating one particular horse, he forgot he had to win the race. Other than that, I ran the table, but you don't get anything for five out of six winners.
Okay. All right, we'll check with you later on this week, Mike.
Yeah. If anything pops up, I'll give you a call. If not, definitely see you Friday.
All right. Take care, Mike.
You too.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. And...